Hello and welcome to the Sleep Meditation for Women podcast. I'm Katie Kremitzos. I'm the creator of the Women's Meditation Network and your guide here. I am so deeply honored that you took the time to be here with me tonight. This episode is made possible thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. And after a message from them, we'll begin tonight's meditation. If you would like to listen ad-free, become a premium member by following the link in the show notes.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tonight's sleep story is called The Elves and the Shoemaker by Jacob Grimm and Jim LaMarche. A Shoemaker by no fault of his own had become so poor that at last he had nothing left but leather for one pair of shoes. So in the evening, he cut out the shoes which he wished to make the next morning. And as he had a good conscience, he lay down quietly in his bed, commended himself to God, and fell asleep. In the morning, after he had said his prayers and was just going to sit down to work, lo, both shoes stood all finished on his table. He was astounded and did not know what to say. He took the shoes in his hands to examine them closer, and they were so neatly made that there was not one bad stitch in them, just as if they were meant for a masterpiece. Soon after, a buyer came in. And as the shoes pleased him well, he paid more for them than was customary. And with the money, the shoemaker was able to purchase leather for 2 pairs of shoes. He cut them out at night, and next morning was about to set work with fresh courage. But he had no need to do so, for when he got up, they were already made. And the buyers also were not wanting, who gave him money enough to buy leather for 4 pairs of shoes. The following morning, too, he found the 4 pairs made. And so it went on constantly. What he cut out in the evening was finished by morning, so that he soon had his honest living again, and at last became a wealthy man. Now, it befell that one evening, not long before Christmas, when the man had been cutting out, he said to his wife before going to bed, "What think you if we were to stay up tonight to see who it is that lends us this helping hand?" The woman liked the idea and lighted a candle, and then they hid themselves in a corner of the room behind some clothes which were hanging there and watched. When it was midnight, 2 pretty, tiny, naked little men came, sat down by the shoemaker's table, took all the work which was cut out before them, and began to stitch, sew, and hammer so skillfully and so quickly with their little fingers that the shoemaker could not turn away his eyes for astonishment. They did not stop until all was done and stood finished on the table. And then they ran quickly away Next morning, the woman said, "The little men have made us rich, and we really must show that we are grateful for it." They run about so much and have nothing on and must be cold. I'll tell you what I'll do. I will make them little shirts, coats, vests, and trousers, and knit both of them a pair of stockings. And you make them two little pairs of shoes. The man said, "I shall be very glad to do it." And one night, when everything was ready, they laid their presents instead of the cutout work all together on the table, and then concealed themselves to see how the little men would behave. At midnight, they came bounding in and wanted to get to work at once. But as they did not find any leather cut out, only the pretty little artifacts of clothing, they were at first astonished. And then they showed intense delight. They dressed themselves with the greatest rapidity, putting the pretty clothes on and singing. "Now we are boys, so fine to see. Why should we longer cobblers be?" Then they danced and skipped and leapt over chairs and benches. At last, they danced out of doors. From that time forth, they came no more. But as long as the shoemaker lived, all went well with him, and all his undertakings prospered. Thank you.
Thank you.